From Babbel, this is a bonus episode of Multilinguish, a show about language and how it connects us. I'm Thomas Devlin. Is a hot dog a sandwich? This question may sound silly, but behind the meme is an interesting argument. Why do people define things the way that they do? What makes one thing a sandwich and another thing not? In this bonus episode, I talk to my colleague David Duchin about hot dogs, the dress, Yenny Laurel, and how these memes teach us that our senses are not as reliable as we think they are. But first, I asked a few of my other coworkers what their take on the hot dog question is.
My name's Alex, and I'm an email marketing manager.
Hi, my name is Allie, and I'm a designer.
I'm Steph, and I'm a senior content producer.
Hi, my name is Ruben, and I'm a head of video production, and I am from Portugal.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I don't believe a hot dog is a sandwich.
So how do you define sandwich?
I define sandwich as sliced bread with any assortment of ingredients in between that sliced bread. Because, like, if a hot dog was a sandwich, it would be marketed as a sandwich.
So it's the marketing that really...
Yeah, it's a different like, genre.
Okay.
Yeah.
How are you defining sandwich?
So I think a sandwich is anything that is two slices of bread that, or more, if you consider like a club sandwich, for example, two or more slices of bread, they can either be separate or connected with some kind of filling. Because if you consider like a hoagie bread, we call them hoagies in Philadelphia, but I know other people call them subs. If you consider a hoagie bread or like any kind of like roll situation, that bread is usually connected. So by that same logic, a hot dog is a sandwich because the hot dog bun is two slices of bread, not dissimilar to hoagie bread, connected with a filling in it. If the filling of the sandwich structure is inside an enclosed piece of like bread or dough situation, then it is then a calzone or dumpling.
Okay.
But that's a whole other conversation. We don't have to get into that.
That'll be the next episode.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't have a strong opinion either way.
Do you feel like, do you have a definition of sandwich in your head?
Here's where my line of thinking goes. So by definition, a sandwich is a palatable, well, it doesn't have to be palatable. It's a food item that you put between two pieces of bread.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess it just has to be enveloped on at least three sides by some sort of bread product.
Interesting.
The word sandwich itself has a meaning apart from food, right? So we think of to sandwich something means to put it in between something.
Interesting.
So I think that is kind of the key, that it's in between.
That's a good question. I would say no.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Have you had a lot of hot dogs?
I did not have a lot of hot dogs. I do... have a lot of homemade hot dogs.
Okay.
But I never had a New York hot dog, for example.
You've just never been out on the street and been like, I know what I want.
No, I mean, I've seen them and I'm like, yeah, I really want to try like a street hot dog. But every time I see one, I don't want one anymore. And I do love street foods, but in this case, I don't know. I just look at them and I'm like, I don't think so. I would define a sandwich as something that has bread on top and on the bottom and not on the sides, like a hot dog.
So you can't like turn a hot dog and make it into a sandwich.
No, because you know the roof is open, so the hot dog does not have a roof.
Anyway, hi David.
Hey Thomas, it's good to be here.
Well, let's start by asking you: do you think a hot dog is a sandwich?
No, I think this is a pretty cut and dried answer.
Really?
Even without reading any of the background material that you compiled in your amazing article, I think just right off the bat, it's super easy to tell that a hot dog is not a sandwich. And it's because of the bun and the fact that the bun is not cut down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
It's like on a pivot or on a hinge. And no other sandwich, I think, by definition, has two slices of bread that are connected by a hinge. But it's also, I think, having to do with the shape of the contents of the sandwich itself. Mm. The fact that it's a tube of meat means, I don't know.
What a horrendous way to describe a hot dog.
Your words, not mine. So I'm not ripping on the tubes of meat at all, but I think that when I think of a sandwich, for me, it's all about flat meat, like sheets of meat, paper thin. So I'm thinking deli meat, like deli cut ham, turkey. That's not to say, I mean, you can have like a tuna salad sandwich in more globular form. But I think there's something about the nature of a long cylinder inside a bun that is connected to itself that just screams not a sandwich to me. I feel pretty passionately about this too. I don't even know why this is an issue that people talk about.
I mean, I think there's a lot. It's interesting that it's captured a zeitgeist as it has. It has, for those listening who are like, why are they talking about this random question? It's like a meme.
It is a meme. No, I'll give you that. I think that it's just blown out of proportion.
I'm going to jump in with some background on this particular meme. So I'd say like 2018, it like really jumped. That's when I first started hearing about it. But the question first appeared, according to Know Your Meme, the most reliable source on meme history, in March 6, 2011, there was an online poll by a food blog called Panini Happy, and it asked like a bunch of different questions, mainly just like, is this food a sandwich? And they found things like most people would say a hamburger is a sandwich, which that could also be debatable. But crepes are not sandwich. But for some reason, hot dog was just the one that was like the most divided. It was like 50-50, people saying yes or no. And then it just kind of birthed this whole debate about it. And who really knows how it jumped up? But it's been debated by a number of different people. I know The Takeout, which is a blog related to the AV Club, has a kind of ongoing segment where they ask celebrities if they think a hot dog is a sandwich. And they're still doing it, so it must be some popularity there. Most people say no. So they're on your side, David.
Well, that makes me feel really good. Because yeah. I think that, it, like I said, there's not a lot of evidence that would, you know, tip me to the other side of the scale. And you mentioned hamburgers. That you said most people think a hamburger is a sandwich.
Yes.
For me, that would be the 50-50 point.
Really?
I think a hamburger, by nature of having its own name, its own label as a hamburger, is inherently something distinct from a sandwich. But I'm more willing to budge and be flexible on that position than I am about the hot dog.
Interesting.
And I think most people would agree with me. Maybe the degree to which people agree that a hot dog is not a sandwich is variable, but I think that fewer people would call a hot dog a sandwich than would call a hamburger a sandwich overall. So I think most people fall in line with my positioning on that.
So the meme is like funny. Hot dogs are funny. They're a funny food.
If you say so, yeah.
Do you not think so?
I mean, just because you say it doesn't make it true. Hot dogs objectively are funny because they're tubes of meat, the makeup of which we don't really know.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. Okay. No, actually, I'll give it to you. Hot dogs are pretty funny.
I'm glad we're in agreement on that one question. Okay. So, but I think there is a deeper reason that this has kind of caught on. And I'm going to call it memes of ambiguity. There's two other memes that I think fall into this camp, at least that have gotten really popular. And it just has to do, they're all in this kind of like ambiguous spot. And they interest people because they don't make sense because they have this weird gray area that we wouldn't expect to exist. So the first one that I wouldn't talk about is the dress. The dress, you remember the dress.
Of course.
It took over everywhere. I remember I woke up from a nap and I looked at Facebook and it was just every single post on there. But the dress, it refers to this Tumblr post that was posted where this person had a dress and it was two colors, either blue and black or white and gold. Personally, I've always seen it blue and black. I don't know about you.
I don't even remember at this point is the thing. And I think it was a matter of if I was willing to see it as blue and black, then I did. And if I was willing to see it as white and gold, then I did that too. It doesn't seem fair to just completely rule out like one possibility of how the universe works or how it could be. And this is getting into some like metaphysical,
yes,
like existential like depth. But I think it speaks to the hot dog question. I mean, a hot dog is a sandwich if you choose to see it as a sandwich. But it all depends on your experiences with sandwiches. What, I mean, this gets back to linguistics too, which I think we'll end up tying this discussion to. Well, I mean, everyone's definition of a sandwich is different because everyone's experience with real world entities that have been labeled sandwiches before are different. Like if my parents raised me and every time they gave me a hot dog and a bun, they said, here, son, here's your sandwich. Go enjoy this delicacy. Then I would think, oh, of course it's a sandwich. But if I had never once heard of I've even heard of a sandwich before. And let's say my parents had raised me, giving me actual sandwiches, like two pieces of rye bread with like some chicken salad between. And they said, this, son, is oogly boogly. And I would be like, okay, yeah, this is what an oogly boogly is. I've never heard of the sandwich. What are you talking about, Thomas? What is a sandwich? Like, of course a hot dog isn't a sandwich because I don't know what that is.
And then you get to college and people are like, what are you saying?
And I order an oogly boogly at the in the cafeteria or the dining hall. And then I get shamed.
It's happened to all of us.
Of course.
In different ways.
Yeah, it's a rite of passage.
I'm going to show you the dress and you're going to say as quickly as possible what it looks like to you.
Okay. White and gold. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I cannot see this as anything but blue and black. The lesson that you kind of take away from it is just like your eyes are not necessarily as trustworthy as you would think. Anyway, the next meme of ambiguity is Yanny Laurel, which to me I found even like weirder. So this one, for the brief background, is it came up on Reddit. I'm not going to say the name of the Reddit group because it's got a swear word in it.
Wait, what's the name of the Reddit group?
It's Black Magic Effery. But it's not effery. It's
right. No, I get what you're...
But it's Black...
It's a subreddit?
Yeah.
I've never heard of the subreddit before.
I guess it's just kind of like a thing where it's like, wow, this is weird, because they had already realized that it was like weird. So it's a pronunciation recording. So like if you go to dictionary, this one's from vocabulary.com. And it's just like they have a little thing and you can push it and it will give you the pronunciation of a word. And one time someone looked up the word laurel.
I'm imagining the situation of the first person to find out about the Laurel Yanny dichotomy. And like, okay, so maybe you know more about the story. I want to hear the rest of the story before I comment on it.
I mean, it's pretty much just the person looked up the word laurel because they were like studying for vocab and then they heard it.
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
And they were like, this isn't the word laurel. It's saying Yanny.
Yeah, and the thing that I think is most compelling about stories like these, and this, I mean, yeah, this is about the dress too, and can even be applied to the hot dog question, is like, if you are so convinced that you hear Laurel or you hear Yanny, and there's, and other people are telling you, no, like, I swear I'm certain that I hear Laurel, even though you hear Yanny, it's saying Laurel, it's saying Laurel. I mean, you almost feel like those people are playing a prank on you, right? Like, they're a part of some conspiracy where, like, there's no possible way that they could be hearing Laurel because your own ears wouldn't deceive you, right? Because they're, I mean, you've trusted them for so long. They've never let you down or betrayed you in this way. And yet half the world's population is telling you that what you're hearing is wrong. But also half the world's population is agreeing with you. So it's kind of like, who is right? Are all of these people deluded? Are they all crazy? Are they all hallucinating? Or is there truly like a glitch in the matrix? Or am I the one who is being punked, or am I like complicit in punking like half the world's population who truly doesn't know that they're not hearing the right thing? It's just a crazy thing to think about, because like the people of the world are naturally sorted into two categories kind of arbitrarily, but like, how did you end up in this one category and how did they end up in that one?
Yeah. I mean, fortunately, if this did not exist in the age of the internet, where like after like 24 hours, there are already a bunch of explainers that it's like, oh, depending on which frequencies you hear, it's that if you pick up on the lower frequencies, you'll hear Laurel. If you pick up on the higher frequencies, it's Yanny. Also, there is stuff about how like words in isolation are harder for your brain to understand because your brain is more adept at like figuring out stuff based on surrounding context clues. So there are all these explainers. But just like imagine like no internet, you just hear that and you're fighting with your family.
So let's find a way to tie this back to hot dogs, maybe?
Yeah.
Or more memes of ambiguity?
Like, I would say that in this trilogy, the hot dog one is a less obvious meme of ambiguity, because it's another time where, at least according to this one poll, you're on one side very strongly. people just don't know which category to put hot dogs in. I think I like as a hot dog and sandwich because it is kind of silly. Because I mean, like, if we have the dress tells you to not trust eyes, if Yanny Laurel tells you to not trust ears, I think hot dog sandwich kind of tells you not trust the way that you categorize things. And this is a linguistics podcast, so that is tied in here, because the way that we label things and give things names, like, kind of creates the universe that we have categorizing. It's a big topic in, like, cognitive science, is figuring out, like, how does someone decide when one thing is one thing and another thing is another. Like, you're brought up with your parents telling you that this thing isn't, what was it, oogle?
Oogly boogly.
Oogly boogly. Like, that just kind of shapes your worldview. And it is true. I think, like, this question would be much more clear-cut if there was just, like, every time you went to a sandwich shop, they had hot dogs. You probably wouldn't question it nearly as much.
So I think this gets exactly, or touches very well, maybe not exactly, on the Sapir-Whorf hypothesis, which is an entire topic of an episode that we did last season, mm-hmm. about how much or to what extent language shapes thought. Mm-hmm. Or on the flip side, how much thought shapes language, but it's all about how much the words you have for certain concepts in the universe around you affect the way that you perceive the universe around you. So, I mean, one of the most often cited examples is the Russian words for colors and how Russians have a term for dark blue and light blue. And so the claim is that they're better able to distinguish between two shades of blue than a speaker of English would be, for example. Mm-hmm. And that's big. I mean, if you, regardless of how baseless that claim is or how much evidence supports it, I mean, people have argued for both sides for decades now, but the idea is that if you have more words to categorize the concepts that you interact with daily, like colors, then for you, of course, it makes sense that that a light blue and a dark blue would be different if you are regularly referring to them as different concepts or different entities. Mm-hmm. So if you are always presented with a hot dog, which is like a tube of meat in a bun as a hot dog, and you're always presented with a sandwich, which is anything but that, that is less hot doggy as a sandwich, then it makes sense that you would say the hot dog's not a sandwich.
Yeah.
And it also would affect the way that you like interact with the world too. Like a stupid, but like maybe relevant example I thought of when you were talking was like, if you're having a picnic and your friends say, I'm going to bring the fruit, you bring the sandwiches. If you think a hot dog's a sandwich, maybe you'd bring a hot dog to the picnic and that would, like, then you'd be eating hot dogs at the picnic.
But honestly, that's the most convincing example, that if I asked someone to bring sandwiches to a picnic and they brought hot dogs, I'd be like, no.
Yeah, you'd be
that's
like,
that's wrong.
And yeah, so I think you and I both agree here that in that case, a hot dog's not a sandwich, mm-hmm. but that's a clear example of like, of your language affecting the actual like interactions you have with the universe and mm-hmm. the way that like, if someone tells me to bring sandwiches, if I truly believe that a hot dog is a sandwich, I'm going to bring a hot dog and not think twice about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's also about like how people spin certain issues in the news, depending on what you call like a crisis, you know, or if you talk about immigration as a humanitarian crisis, then you might elicit more sympathy from people than if you call it like an illegal invasion, you know?
Yeah.
And it's all about the words that you use to frame certain concepts. But like I might classify crossing the border as something else completely different from what someone else might classify it as, you know?
I think that's where this question comes in. I mean, obviously a hot dog sandwich is not going to solve like the disagreements, but I think using it as a way to kind of just like understand, like if you're having a conversation with someone and they are not categorizing things the same, you can think that you're agreeing and not be agreeing. It's just like very hard to argue with someone if they like think something is different than what you think it is.
Especially if you don't even know how to like backtrack enough to establish common ground.
Yeah.
Or like where the miscommunication is. Yeah. I mean, that's why ideally our society would kind of like funnel us into all thinking that this concept refers to this word. How about I ask you a question? Are Gushers ravioli?
Oh my God.
Is a Pop-Tart ravioli?
No.
Okay, is a lasagna a cake? Or is a cake a lasagna?
Oh, God. No. It's not a dessert. Thank you so much for coming today and talking about hot dogs.
You know, I love to talk about cylinders of processed meat.
Oh, my God.
It's something I try to do religiously, so this was just another day in the life for me.
Thank you. This bonus episode of Multilinguish was produced by me, Thomas Devlin. Our executive producer is Jen Jordan, and this episode was edited by Ruben Velish. Season 2 is coming this fall. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Multilinguish is a production of the language app Babbel. Learn more at babbel.com/magazine. Going right in front of the episode now.